I'm Francesco Graziano Jr. with your CPTV Sports Wire. Jason Day hasn't played the TPC River Highlands since 2008. He used the Celebrity Pro-Am event to get reacquainted with the course.
The weather's good, so hopefully the weather can stay nice. There wasn't too much of a difference between the last time we played and this time. Hopefully I've got a good group for the first, you know, two rounds, and I'm looking for a good solid week.
Coach Kevin Ollie was a very popular man yesterday. Potential recruits seem to think so too.
For us to get through what we went through and come out and win a national championship, a lot of recruits see that.
Coach also gave an update on the draft status of Shabazz Napier and DeAndre Daniels.
Oh, Shabazz is doing a wonderful job. I think he's going to definitely go in the first round. And DeAndre is having some great workouts. I talked to Toronto, talked to Cleveland, talked to a couple other GMs, and they're saying he's doing real well.
Knuckleballer Tim Wakefield also played in the tournament. He had a very simple outlook on the day.
Just don't kill anybody.
The retired Red Sox hurler expressed optimism for the 2014 team despite starting the year 34-38.
I still like the character of this club and the way they've been playing, so I look forward to things that will change in the second half for them as far as luck-wise, and that's all they need is a little momentum.
Follow us on Twitter, at CPTV Sports, today for first-round coverage of the Travelers Championship. Tune in tonight at 7 for an all-new Game Time as Joe Zone and John Holt recap championship weekend, followed by the premiere of the Boys Lacrosse Class S Final between St. Joseph and Brookfield. CPTV Sports, on air and online at cptvsports.org.